Well, so how do we fix this problem at this point, now that they have pumped all this cash into the economy, and what's coming at us down the pike? What would, when you advise your clients, what do you think is coming at us, having seen Bernanke pump in the paper money at $85 billion a month for all this time? What's going to hit us in a year?
Well, we've been telling our clients for some time that cash is king, and cash is really king today because there's going to be some opportunities. I think this is the first of the dug down. I think it's going to come back up, and then I think we're going to have another crash very similar to what happened in 07 and 08. And I think the market's going to take a big hit because the earnings just aren't real. People aren't hiring. Companies aren't expanding. Companies aren't really growing in the real sense of growing. And the problem is there is so much uncertainty. We got a government that thinks 2 and 2 should add up to 5 when the reality is it adds up to 4, and they don't get it. And so something's gonna give, and it's not going to be pretty because we, the taxpayers, are going to end up footing the bill.
But having already gone through one crash where an awful lot of people lost money, some of the money was real, some of it was paper profits. They had a house that was worth $200,000, and now it's worth $150,000, and those sorts of things. But that now that money is gone. Their credit has been reduced and shrunk. And any kind of ability they had to last through a tough time was probably erased to a large extent over the last 5 years as they tried to hang on by their fingernails.
Well, that's why we've been telling our clients we think the next 5 to 7 years are going to be some of the toughest we've ever had in the market, and it's going to be very tough in America because at some point in time we are going to have to face the music and we're going to have to correct this course that we're on, because the course that we're on is a downhill cliff and it's a big crash at the bottom.
From your perspective, what would be the best correction right now for the government to do? Not whether they're likely to do it, but what would the best correction be?
Well, they need to quit printing money. They need to immediately give a jobs incentive program for companies for tax purposes, and also incentives for people to get off unemployment and off the government dole. And if you don't get people working and get jobs going, we're screwed. And that's the real key right now. We need to get people back to work, and we need to have incentives for companies to hire people, not disincentives for hiring people. Make it easier to hire people and get rid of Obamacare, because every businessman I talk to, many of them are changing their employees to part-time from full-time.
Well, and in fact, I'm even seeing government agencies around America. I haven't heard of any yet in my neck of the woods, but Indiana, for example, has a single school district where they took 600 employees to part-time to drop them below the Obamacare margin or the trigger. And so 600 people there still have jobs, so they can't be counted as unemployed. They aren't making as much money, and they don't get health insurance. They don't get the benefits. So those 600 people and the families they're associated with are screwed. And that's just one school district in one state.
And you hate to say it, Lars, but the reality is those people are in education, they're smart people, and they're learning that they got to work the system. Isn't that a mess?
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what, I would think the sensible way to do this, and I've pitched this 1,000 times, is one, start looking hard at people on social benefits, drug test for unemployment benefits, because my argument is that if you're not available to work, you don't get unemployment. That means physically available. But if you can't pass a drug screen, you're unavailable to work. So knock people off unemployment that way, and then tell them, and you're not getting food stamps or any of the rest of that if you can't pass a drug screen. So therefore, you know, we're not going to let you ride on the system while you drug yourself up. That those few things might give people a kick in the rear, you know, to get out there and get a job.
Well, the biggest problem you have in this country is big government, because like the unemployment department, they want to have as many people working there as they possibly can and have as many unemployed so they get more and more pay. The problem is you need to desensitize them from that and incentivize them to get people working and to reduce the size of unemployment. And I agree with you, a good way would be drug testing and mandatory looking for a job, not people sitting around drawing a check for doing nothing.
Well, Chuck, the other thing I wish they do, I've pitched this in Oregon forever. I've said, I know that Oregon administers the employment division, but a lot of the money is federal. But if you said to them, let's privatize the whole works, Because I've asked employers 100 times, have you ever actually found an employee through the State Employment Division? And I'm not talking especially high tech or high end jobs. And they'll say, no, I never find them that way. I always find. So what's the purpose of that department? And, you know, turn over the, you know, writing checks function to a bunch of private companies and make them bid against each other to provide the highest quality service at the lowest possible cost, and make them compete against each other, and then put the job finding, situation or job assignment off to the private sector. Almost every town in America of any size, and I'm talking even down to Tillamook size, has a private employment company that finds jobs for people, but they only get paid when they've actually found you a job or found an employer, an employee. And if you put it on that basis, instead of, you know, God bless them, but the state drones who work at the employment division get paid the same amount of money and the same benefits, whether they actually find somebody a job or not. And I think that's the wrong way to run an employment situation. Change that nationwide and say, you know, you folks get paid a commission. You find people jobs and put people into jobs, we'll pay, you know, you'll get paid. If not, you're getting your base salary, or maybe you're getting fired. Do that and you'd change the situation, I think, fairly quickly.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of things in government that we could turn over and privatize. One of them would be like the welfare department.
Yep.
Private charities and organizations, and I know a lot of people out there don't like to hear this, but the fact is it takes about $13 to get $1 out to an individual. If you go to certain charities that we have right here locally, they get 95 cents of every dollar right to the person who needs it. What can you imagine what that effect would be in this state if we did that?
I know there'd be a lot fewer Democrat voters on the public payroll. Chuck, it's good to have you on the program, and thanks for what you do at Price Financial Group.
Thank you very much.